your environment will either argue with your standards or enforce them.
When we try to rely on willpower or explanations, we open the door to negotiation. Nonverbal signals remove the negotiation. They keep your dignity intact and protect your attention without drama.
So instead of telling everyone, again, you set a small thing in the room that says the rule for you. Simple, quiet, hard to argue with.
Here's the practical frame. A silent signal is three things: a simple object, fixed placement, and one short line you state once so the meaning lands. The signal does the reminding. You do not debate it every time.
Signal 1. Morning focus. Place a single mug or small kettle on your desk or kitchen counter for your first hour. This hour is for focus. This mug stays here. Then leave the mug. It becomes visible proof. Don't interrupt. Don't scroll. Don't multitask.
I like that. Concrete and tiny. If somebody still walks in and starts a conversation, what do you do? Gently point to the mug and say the line again?
Yes. Say the line once, calmly. If they ignore it, have a short conversation later. When the mug is here, that hour is protected. I'll catch up at X. Keep it neutral. Model the standard before you enforce it.
Signal 2. Family boundary. Use a closed jar, a small token, or a toggle object on the dining table. Place it there and introduce it with one sentence. When the jar is closed, I need an interruption-free 10 minutes. No drama, no grand speech. The jar signals, don't interrupt unless urgent.
That one's gold. Families can take boundaries personally. This makes it a physical rule, not a mood. Quick tip from experience. Give kids a simple cue for true emergencies so the jar doesn't become just another thing.
Exactly. Make the protocol simple. One exception for emergencies. Everything else waits. Keep your tone neutral when you introduce it. Say it, place it, and let the object do the work.
Signal 3. Meeting posture. At the start of a meeting, place your phone face down and lay a pen across your notebook. Say once, phone down, notes up, we're present. The visible setup cues everyone, including you, to stay engaged.
I can picture that. It's polite and firm at the same time. And if someone keeps checking their screen, the pen and notebook makes it obvious without calling anyone out.
That visibility preserves attention and composure. It's low ego. You're enforcing a standard, not shaming a person.
Installation ritual. 2 minutes tonight. Place the three chosen objects where they'll live. Say each line once. This hour is for focus. This mug stays here. When the jar is closed, I need an interruption-free 10 minutes. Phone down, notes up, we're present. Walk through each placement and imagine what honoring it looks like.
Do the ritual with intention. I'd add, set a reminder for tomorrow morning to check if the mug's still doing its job. Small accountability helps the habit stick.
Micro trial. 7 days. Each evening, ask one simple binary question. Was the signal honored today? Yes or no? No need for long explanations. Track it privately. If the answer is no 3 days in a row, iterate. Change the object, tweak the placement, or have a short, neutral conversation with the person involved.
Make the check honest. Don't use it as a guilt meter. Use it as data. If it's working, great. If not, fix the rule. Don't abandon it because the first week was messy.
Reflection. Which single signal will you install tomorrow?
Picture placing it. Picture saying the line once. Take a moment now. Choose one. Pause. Decide.
I picked the meeting posture. Little gesture, big return. I can already see how meetings change when everyone has a simple cue to be present.
Do it tonight. Place the object. Say the line. Let your environment do the lifting so you can keep your dignity and your attention. Hold yourself to the standard, especially when no one's watching. Strength doesn't need an audience.